You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Huge efforts underway to try to reroute passengers who were due to fly to London Heathrow from Irish airports. This is, of course, after the London airport was forced to close for the day due to a power outage from a nearby fire. Kevin Kelly is with me on the line today because, Kevin, I believe you and many others were really impacted by this.
Yeah, we literally about 4:30 this morning found out about, obviously, the closure of the airport. It's our sort of inaugural tour that we go from London Irish over to Dublin. It's the first year in 40 years that the girls have actually travelled, and we just no way to get there. So it was panic stations to look at how we could get there. And so we've had to curve on a coach to Holyhead and looking to reroute and change plans to get ourselves there. As you can hear,
there's some of the gang in the back, is it? How many were travelling with you from London Irish, Kevin?
So we had 140 in the touring party.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've had to, massive shout out to Neil and Jamie, who've had to work tirelessly since about 4:30 this morning to put on coaches from the club to get the logistics sorted out. It's been a nightmare, but it's been brilliant for the kids.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously at that stage at 4:30 in the morning when you and the guys would have first found out, Kevin, I'm sure your parents and, you know, were probably making their way to the club, were they, to get the kids ready for the flight?
Yeah, it was. It was breaking the news to the children that actually we're not going to be travelling now. So there's a lot of disappointed girls. And then thinking about, do they start going to school? What's happening? And we're then trying to look at how we actually make this work for them, because, as I say, as a club, we're 125 years in existence. We've had a bit of sort of financial trouble over with the professional setup for the last few years. It's starting to look bright in the future with the club, shows the resilience that we have. And I think looking ahead to bringing the girls on tour for the first time was an historic part for the club. So we just wanted to make sure we could move mountains to get them over there, which the lads have duly done.
Well, sounds like absolutely that's exactly what you did. So you've managed to get coaches, Kevin, for the 140 there in the background.
That's it. And then obviously we look forward to playing Clontarf then tomorrow and on to De La Salle and St Mary's on Sunday.
Brilliant. So, and where exactly are you right now?
We've just passed over through Birmingham, so we're about halfway on to the trip. So we've about another 2 hours to go before we get to Holyhead.
Okay, so you'll make your way to Holyhead. You'll get the ferry there earlier in the evening, is it?
Yeah, so we were due to get, I think, about 3:30, 4:00 crossing, and we'll get there sort of early evening, and then we're straight to De La Salle, Palmerstown Rugby Club, where we meet our sort of host families and billeting families and get a welcome from the club there. It's been a sort of a long-standing partnership between London Irish and De La Salle for 40 years that's been continuing to grow. But it's our first year, as I said, to bring the girls over.
Well, despite the incident that happened at Heathrow earlier or nearby Heathrow this morning, forcing the closure of the airport, you and the gang will make your way to the Emerald Isle, Kevin, later today.
We will indeed.
Brilliant.
Listen, we
wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the weekend. Best of luck travelling, of course, too, with the group, as we can all hear in the background. We've Sheila Fogarty, LBC presenter. Sheila Fogarty is with me on the line. Sheila, I believe you were due to travel into Ireland today.
I was due to travel into Ireland today. It's not nearly as much fun where I am as it is on that coach, by the sounds of it. But I was due to fly over this evening from Heathrow to Shannon, which won't be happening. And funnily enough, just as you were talking there, I got a text from Aer Lingus with the link for me to reclaim my flight money. So there you go. That's all kicking in now. I'm just watching a press conference here at the airport with London Fire Brigade. And they're saying that 10% of the substation is still on fire and 5,000 homes still without any power. It was 67,000 at the height of it. But also that Terminal 2, which is where Aer Lingus would fly from, Terminal 2 has no power at all, and nor does Terminal 4. So this is far from over.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, literally, I was just reading, Sheila, before we came on air, that, I mean, this could take days to try to resolve the impact of this.
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, I know Heathrow have said until midnight at least there will be no flights and the airport is closed. But as they said themselves, even if they do get things up and running technically, they can't just say, right, everyone on board. They have to make sure that that is done safely. I can't see any flights leaving tomorrow either, or certainly not quickly in the morning. But it's interesting to notice, because I wondered when I first had this thought this morning, I wondered if I was being a bit conspiracy theorist, but it is now being, the investigation is being led by counterterrorism policing. And I'll be speaking later on my programme to a former head of counterterrorism at the Met, who thinks this has the hallmarks of sabotage written all over it. So we'll see where that sort of strand of the investigation actually leads to. Because if that were to be the case, and it wasn't just some, you know, spark power outage, that would be a whole different order of magnitude.
And the police, the Met, have confirmed, have they, Sheila, that it's now been led by, the investigation into what happened has been led by counterterrorism. So that's certainly a switch from earlier today.
Yeah, definitely.
So I suppose a couple of different strands to this. There's the investigation that's taken place. There's now the fact that people who are travelling today, more than yourself, Sheila, also impacted. People now looking to get refunds for flights. And then I suppose, Sheila, you're probably listening to this on your own show, people due to fly tomorrow and on Sunday and hard-earned flights, you know, booked
definitely.
And planned.
I mean, it would have been nice to come. I was going over for a family thing, but I'm going to go over next weekend, all being well, instead. You know, it's only for a weekend. But you're right. You know, people will have planned trips away, or as I heard on News Talk earlier on, you know, a school party, a large party of Argentinian school kids due to fly back via Heathrow, and now they can't. So that'll be a lot of work in the Irish end to look after them. And then, of course, their parents will be concerned at the other end. So all kinds of people will be affected. I noticed on my way into work this morning, actually, I take the Piccadilly line into work sometimes, and the line as it goes in the opposite direction terminates at Heathrow, and every single train was pretty much empty. So the message has got through that don't go to Heathrow, you know, so that's the important thing.
Yeah. Listen, Sheila, thanks a million for joining us today. We'll be tuned in later this evening to hear what's happening, the latest analysis and details there from Heathrow Airport. That's LBC presenter Sheila Fogarty, due to travel here to Ireland as well. Graeme McQueen is with us on the line. Graeme, of course, is the media relations manager at Dublin Airport Authority. What's the latest in Dublin, Graeme, today?
Yeah, well, there's lots of displaced passengers, Andrea. We'd normally have about 6,000 people travelling between Dublin and Heathrow on a day like today. That's about 34 flights, 17 there, 17 back. So none of those are running today. So there's a lot of people in the terminals here. I'm in Terminal 1 at the moment. There's a lot of people hanging around, possibly waiting for flights later on, or still trying to find out if they can get on a flight for later today. So lots of disruption. People are pretty relaxed, though. There's a good atmosphere in the terminals. I think the airlines are handling it well here at Dublin, from what I can see. So, but look, we're worried by what we hear there from your previous caller about potential impact in the days ahead. But look, I think it is likely that we are going to see an impact over the weekend.
So for people that are currently at the airport with flights around lunchtime, Graeme, due to go to London, what efforts are underway to reroute those passengers?
Well, all those passengers would be speaking to their airlines, and if you are one of those passengers affected or due to fly over the weekend, keep in touch with your airline. It's not the airport. It's definitely your airline you need to contact. They're the ones who've got the information about whether your flight is going to run. They're the ones who can help you get reaccommodated on potentially another flight to another London airport or somewhere else in England or the UK. I know from speaking with airlines this morning, British Airways and Aer Lingus are the ones who run the routes between Heathrow and Dublin. I know they are looking at whether they can add additional flights to other cities in the UK over the coming days. I see Ryanair have added a number of flights as well. So there's a lot going on the airline side, and I think the focus of everyone is making sure that as few passengers as possible are discommoded, and hopefully we can get everyone on their way as quickly as possible.
For the flights that are currently or were currently, or the flights I should say, sorry Graeme, that were mid-air earlier this morning when the announcement was made, has Dublin been able to accept any additional flights that had to be rerouted at all?
We didn't accept any overnight, no. I think 7 went to Shannon, and then others went to other airports. Cork didn't accept any either. We were actually full in terms of wide-body aircraft, so we just couldn't accommodate them at that time. So we would put a notice out to the network to let pilots know that was the case, so they then divert to other airports which did have room. But a lot of the UK airports as well would be really tight on capacity as well. It's a busy Friday. I mean, a day like today, we'll have 80,000-90,000 passengers going through up to 700 flights. So it's a really busy day. Fridays are always busy. So we didn't have any diversions, and obviously we don't expect to receive any now that Heathrow is closed, and any flight that would have taken off for Heathrow hasn't done so. So we're hopeful that side of things will be quieter.
So for people flying out to London later this evening, all flights are going except if you're flying to Heathrow?
Exactly, yep. All the other airports in the UK are open. It's just Heathrow that's affected. So we've seen a lot of people. I was chatting to passengers there who've managed to get themselves onto a flight to Luton later on today. So that's ticking the box for them. For others, it'll be more difficult. We get a lot of people connecting to different destinations through that Dublin to Heathrow flight. So they take off from Dublin, they land in Heathrow, and then they move on to somewhere else, maybe a far-off location like India or the Far East, where we wouldn't have a direct flight from Dublin. So those passengers will be more, it'll be trickier for them to find a way. There's also implications for baggage in the system and things like that. So it is going to take a number of days for this to even itself out for sure.
And the people travelling then tomorrow and into Sunday who were due to travel through Heathrow, if they haven't yet heard from their airline, is it just sit tight until they do, Graeme?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I think more information will come out hopefully this afternoon on what's going to happen with Heathrow in the coming days. You know, I think a lot of passengers will be looking, if they are due to fly to Heathrow this weekend or certainly tomorrow, do they take the risk or do they just make the decision now to try and find a flight somewhere else?
What did I see? Ryanair have put on additional flights to other London airports, haven't they?
Yeah, they put on a number of flights there this morning to Stansted. So Ryanair don't fly to Heathrow, they fly to the other London airports. So they've obviously got capacity within their fleet, within their services to put on additional flights this weekend. So look, that's helpful. And as I say, I know the other airlines, Aer Lingus in particular, are looking to see whether they can maybe add one or two more as well.
Okay, all right. Listen, Graeme McQueen, thanks a million for joining us. I've no doubt a busy day there for all at Dublin Airport. So thanks for your time. 1800 453 106. That's the number if you have been affected by the closure at Heathrow Airport overnight. David is with us on the line. David, I believe you flew in from Australia last night. You were hoping to fly on to Dublin today.
Yeah, look, 25-hour flight. I think I was lucky. I got jet lag. I was up at 3 a.m. and saw the news. It wasn't for 2 hours later that BA sent me a note to my wife and I just to say what's happened. But by then, we'd managed to get a flight out of Stansted, which is where I am now. But interestingly, British Airways have rebooked my flight for this afternoon from Heathrow. And okay. The choice they give me is accept that flight or take a refund on the flight to Dublin and the flight back. My challenge to BA is, look, I've managed to sort a flight out, but you know, I'm happy to take your flight back because I'm in your beautiful country for 6 or 7 days and I think I'll take my chance it's going to be resolved in 7 days.
Yeah. So you were due to fly from Heathrow into Dublin early this morning, but because you were up early and saw this, you were able to change. Is that right?
Going on. That's right. Yeah. Look, I went on and I bounced around all the different airlines. I got a Ryanair flight out, which I'm waiting for at Stansted. It seems quite normal here. But to be honest, British Airways didn't alert us for 3 hours. If I didn't have jet lag, I wouldn't have known. And I walked over to the airport because I was staying at the airport hotel. They weren't letting people in to get coffee or breakfast. Some of the people that travelled a long way couldn't even go in. There's that little bit where you can go in and just grab a coffee. But British Airways, I do feel for them, but they've got to allow people to cancel half the flight. I've done their job for them. I'm happy to do it. It wasn't their fault. I booked on Ryanair to go out. But now they're saying, hey, we've got you a 4 o'clock flight out of Heathrow Terminal 5. You and I and everyone in the world knows that ain't going to happen. But my choice is accept it or cancel the flight out and the flight back next week.
Which means you're forfeiting the money.
Do.
If you were to do
I get a refund, but I've got no flight back from Dublin. All I want to do is cancel the flight out. You know, that they booked me this afternoon at 4 o'clock from Heathrow, which isn't going to go.
The inbound.
The airlines have got to do better than that. I mean, I've got my flight out. I want to keep their flight back. They won't let me do that, and there's no one to talk to.
So it's the communication around this that should be a lot better, David.
Well, it should be better, but there's some common sense come to play. Yeah. Do you want to cancel your first leg, or do you want to cancel the whole thing, the first and second leg? Now, if I don't turn up for the 4 o'clock flight at Heathrow, which isn't going to go, I do look at forfeiting all of the money.
Yeah, very, very frustrating. And you'd imagine in this day and age that that is something that the airlines and BA should and would and could be able to resolve. You'd imagine that they'd have some tech system that would allow yourself and other passengers to do that. David, listen, I hope you get sorted. Thanks a million for getting in touch and joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Fianna Fáil's aviation spokesperson and TD in Clare, Cathal Crowe, was with us on the line, because it's not just Dublin that flights to and from Heathrow have been impacted. Also many at Belfast City Airport and at Shannon. What's the latest in Shannon, Cathal, today?
Yeah, so far, thanks for having me on, Andrea. So far, Shannon has taken 7 of these transatlantic flights. Toronto, Boston, Atlanta, Bridgetown, Barbados, how exotic that is, and another one from JFK. Two more as well. I'm not sure what locations they've come in from. The first of them arrived at 4:25 this morning. Luckily, Shannon, I suppose, is positioned as the most westerly airport in Europe. So as pilots were becoming aware of this huge disruption in Heathrow, they were able to make diversion plans. Shannon has the longest runway in Ireland. It's very equipped for these wide-body planes. So they've been landing, and the hotels in the region have been accommodating them. Mary Constein and her management team have been excelling over the last few hours. They're all hands on deck, making sure this is quite smooth. Obviously, some people had, pretty urgent plans in the London area, and that has been disruptive. But I do know that others are enjoying the locality today. They're out and about, mingling and seeing sites like Bunratty Castle. So, it's good we're able to accommodate them. And yes, from a passenger point of view, it's a huge inconvenience.
So passengers have actually been able to leave the landing or the boarding area, Cathal, have they? They have been able to disembark the airport at this stage?
They have. Yes, they have. So the airlines have directly communicated with them, and the management team at the airport are linking in with the airlines to ensure that there's, accommodation, transport out of the airport terminus. All of that has worked quite smoothly, so people are now being put up in the area. I suppose many of them are sleeping. I flew transatlantic myself earlier this week. Jet lag is a very real thing.
Yeah.
But those that are up and about are enjoying the region. Can I just say, though, there's a bigger issue here that kind of gets lost in the noise sometimes, that Dublin's market share of all Irish aviation inbound and outbound is about 90%. And I think at times like this, where Dublin couldn't accommodate, there was plenty of capacity in Shannon. And I think, as my party's aviation spokesperson, it's times like this, I think, that should remind each one of us that there's a greater role that the likes of Shannon and indeed Cork and Knock can play at times.
Yeah.
And I think we don't always fully sweat the state assets. These are all state airports, and there's an obsessional conversation about lifting the cap at Dublin Airport, but there's also, feeding into that conversation, it should be said that there's capacity in these other airports, and now we can see how beneficial that capacity is.
Just very finally, I think I just want to bring Nick in for a moment, Cathal, as well. Nick, I believe you were hoping to fly into Heathrow today, is that right?
It's actually tomorrow morning, yes. Good afternoon. Tomorrow morning to Heathrow from Belfast, and then on to Tokyo from there, but that's all up in the air now.
Yeah, have you had any communication, Nick, from your airline?
No, not yet. No emails. The app was down for a good part of the morning. It's back up. It's saying everything's on time, but it's chopping and changing every hour, and who would know what to believe.
And the concern for you is that you're only flying or planning to fly through Heathrow to get your connecting flight for Tokyo, so there's big impact for you potentially.
I mean, it's completely up in the air, no pun intended. It's just, I have absolutely no idea what's happening now, so I think we've just got to check every hour, every couple of hours, watch as it progresses and develops through the day. Remain positive.
I know, and the hope that, well, at least, I mean, if you could potentially, I don't know if you could get that connection or that connecting flight elsewhere in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe a possibility. As I say, it's really hard to know anything at the moment. You wouldn't even know what to believe, what the app says. And kind of at a loss.
Well, hopefully you'll get information soon, Nick. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us here in Lunchtime Live. That's Nick David, Fianna Fáil's aviation spokesperson, TD and Clare as well there, Cathal Crowe, Graeme McQueen from the Dublin Airport Authority, Kevin Kelly, and LBC presenter in the UK, Sheila Fogarty as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.